There's your 8 a.m. rooster crow. It is Saturday morning, March 12th, 8 a.m. That means it's Rosie on the house in the Outdoor Living Hour, your Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. If you are on a affiliate that doesn't carry a 7 o'clock hour and you weren't streaming, we had a we've got a quite a lineup for you today. We're actually, I'm live on a home that's featured on the Maricopa County Master Gardens Real Home for a Real
Gardens
for Real People. Are you a real person?
Is anyone out there a real person?
I'm real. You're real. You're right there.
Yeah, I'm
Rosie's
here.
In the studio. Jennifer's in the studio. They're taking and screening calls. If you've got a tree question, it's our garden, I guess, today. We've got a handful of master gardeners. We could probably go grab one to recruit if we get a real technical question. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text your questions into 411-923. We can see them that way as well. And a regular listener knows that we have a monthly segment, Talking Trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service, whose home is actually one of the six stops on the tour today.
Yes, today is the Real Gardens for Real People Master Gardener Tour. And it's an annual garden tour sponsored by the Master Gardeners. And it features five or six homes every year. Gardens that are owned by master gardeners, and it gives an opportunity to teach the public, you know, things that they need to know to be able to be successful in their gardening efforts in the low desert. It also is a fundraiser for the Master Gardener program, and it is a blast. It is so much fun. I tell you, I've been on several of the tours, but this year we're able to be on the tour. Kim, my wife's and my garden is called Jake's Arbor. Jake is an acronym for John and Kim Eisenhower's Arbor. And we are so privileged to be a part of the tour this year. So we thought it'd be appropriate to, since my Talking Trees weekly radio broadcast fell on the same day of the tour, that we would just do our remote radio broadcast right from our front yard. So here we are sitting in our front yard, getting ready for the tour, which begins at 9 o'clock. Those of you who are sitting at home today wondering, what should I do on this beautiful Saturday morning? Well, I would suggest that today's a great day to be in the garden, but it's an even better day to be in six gardens. If you'd like to be on the Master Gardener Tour, it's a little late to get your tickets online, but you can go on the tour today by simply going to Sonoran Sky Elementary School. The tour is from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. It's a self-guided tour. You can just go to the school to start the tour, buy your tickets there. They're $30 a ticket, which is essentially $5 per garden because you see six gardens. And you start there at the Sonoran Sky Elementary School Community Garden. And that community garden is amazing. The gal who runs that is just tremendous. She just has such a passion for the kids and for gardening. She uses the science curriculum in the school to blend in teaching on horticulture and on gardening. And it's just a fabulous garden, really, really a lot of fun.
Each one of those gardens has a number of volunteers at each location as well. Just standing here looking around, you have a number of, I counted at least six or seven walking in to answer questions. I mean,
right.
Especially for your property on an acre.
Well, one of the
it's a little big for one person to answer all those questions, be everywhere at once.
Well, there's a couple of features that make this the best valley-wide annual garden tour. One, every plant on the property is labeled. That's flowers, ground covers, shrubs, trees. We have 170-some-odd trees and plants here at our house. Everyone is numbered, labeled with the botanical and the common name. So you can walk the tour. If you see something you like or enjoy or some feature of the garden that you like, take some pictures, take them back to your own garden. You can take pictures of the identification tag on the plant so you can connect that when you go to the nursery for future purchases. You'll be able to get those things that you saw. But what another feature which is just really sets us apart is that we have master gardener experts at every garden. So you'll go to all six gardens, and at each one you'll find two or three master gardener experts talking about vegetable gardening, raised beds, composting, ponds and water features, water conservation helps. We have at our garden today, we have a pruning expert, Rick Robinson.
Is it this gentleman walking up with a pair of pruners right now?
I think that probably, yes, that is Rick. We got to grab him and bring him over on a mic. We also have an expert on raising chickens. Kari Spencer is here with us today. Plus, we have an expert on how to grow fruit trees in the desert. And that's just an example of the ones at our garden. Now, all the other experts at the other gardens are specializing in other things. So if you make the round of all the gardens today, it's just an absolute workshop today. It's $30 for the best workshop you can imagine on every aspect of desert gardening or just gardening in our low desert.
And now is the perfect time to get started on planting just about anything. I mean,
it's great. Oh, yeah, this is the perfect time of year to be putting all your flowers, shrubs, and trees into the ground. A good time to be fertilizing, too. A great time if you want to be adding a little fertilizer to your plants and encouraging them to, you know, get a good, nice spring push of growth. It's going to be a great day.
Now, I noticed there wasn't a lot of vegetables on your property for a master gardener, but you have so much shade from your trees, you don't have a lot of place for vegetables.
Well, we have one raised bed, and we put it in one of the horse stalls, and it's the only place we thought we could get enough sunshine during the day. And that's why we call this Jake's Arbors, because this is an irrigated one-acre lot, and it's some really big trees that have been here for 40, 50 years, and they're just, you know, it does make for a beautiful, beautiful shaded lot. A little tough to grow under plants when you have so much shade, but the raised bed, we're really excited about that. It's got some really great stuff in there. We got some tomatoes going, some peppers, some cucumbers. We got squash. We got mustard greens. We got collard and lettuce and strawberries and snap peas.
Some of these other homes on today, is there one that would have a good example of vegetable gardening on it?
There is. There's a garden, I think it's called the Eclectic Garden, and it's a learning. It's the lady's just done some fantastic stuff. She's got a couple of kids. She also does some chicken farming. So she's got chickens. We have chickens. And every garden is really unique. We were able to do a pre-tour last week. Those of us who are on the tour wouldn't have the benefit of seeing some of the other gardens in their full glory. So they allowed us last weekend to do a pre-tour and see all the gardens. And I know Rosie and Jennifer were able to go with us, and we had a really good time.
And that was the Eclectic Garden that's on the tour.
Yes.
Does each garden have to be named to be on the tour?
Yeah, they ask you to name your garden, because if you go on the website, the realgardensforrealpeople.com website, you'll see all the gardens, the different features that they have. But better yet, just go to the Sonoran Sky this morning, grab yourself a ticket, and join the tour starting at 9 o'clock. Even if you drop in late, you know, you can. It's a self-guided tour, so you don't have to follow an itinerary. You can just grab your tickets there. They give you a wristband, and then you can just visit the gardens as you will.
And if you wanted to see just one or two specific things, like, all right, I want to go see the arbor and trees, will it tell you on that brochure what you can expect at each garden? So if there's just one or two things,
all the brochures and on the website, they give you a little bit of a synopsis of each of the gardens. That's a
Perfect.
Good call. So if you only had half a day, but you wanted to focus on raising chickens, for instance, you'd want to come here, because Kari Spencer, one of the top chicken experts in the area, is at our garden all day talking about chickens. So, yeah, that's a good point. Go on the website if you want to kind of narrow it down to two or three or four or five gardens instead of going to all six. You still need to get the ticket, though.
Kari's here talking chickens. We're here talking trees and taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We actually had Betty call in earlier who was not able to hold, and it was a question about this little tree right here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you spray this?
No, it's a Swan Hill. That's a fruitless olive. It does not.
So it's a fruitless. Well, she doesn't have the fruitless variety. And she wants to know, is it too late to spray? Can I still spray? Who can I call to have it sprayed?
It is too late to apply Maintain, which is a common product that we put on early in the season in January, February. But you can still put Olive Stop on. And so, yes, there's still time, probably to the end of March. But you still have a very small window, a couple of weeks now. But, yes, if you get on the phone and give us a call, we'll get you on the calendar right away.
Because y'all have actually brought in an in-house chemical application specialist.
We have a tremendous consulting arborist, Sarah Maitland, who's joined our team and has become our plant health care director. And she oversees all of our spray services. She's a qualified party and a licensed spray technician.
And every tree's different. The size of the tree's different, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, is there any kind of $150, $300 a tree, $500 a tree?
You know, we have a range of kind of small, medium, and large trees, and they can range from $100 to $250 per tree. Sometimes even less than that, depends if there's a larger number of trees on a property and we can save some expense by doing more. Sure, we can reduce that price.
Now, out of curiosity, we eat a lot of olives. Why would you want to prevent them from blooming out? Or are these varieties not the best kind of edibles? They're more ornamental.
Well, yeah, these ornamental olives are absolutely edible. You do have to, you know, cure them. You need to process them. That takes some time to do. And a lot of people just don't want to be handling it. And if you can can and jar up, you know, three or four jars of olives for a season, that's fine. But you have 500 jars of olives on a mature olive tree. So you really can't handle the numbers. We have a big olive tree in the back here, and it's dumps a ton of olives, but it's sort of off the pathway, so we don't tread them into the house. So we just don't even spray that tree. We let it fruit, and we put up with the nuisance and sweep the olives off the walk and scrape them off the bottom of our feet from time to time.
So this may be a trick question. If I had a large olive tree like that and I didn't want the mess, but I wanted three or four cans, could you spray everything but one limb for me? It doesn't quite work that way.
I think that'd be pretty dicey. No, you wouldn't want to be spraying anywhere near the olives you plan to eat.
It's Rosie on the House live from the Master Gardeners, the Maricopa County Master Gardeners, Real Gardens for Real People tour going on today. If you'd like to get on the tour, just get to Sonoran Sky Elementary School on Sweetwater, 75th Avenue. Which is east of Scottsdale Road. There's a big community center. That's not it. Go past the community center if you're coming off of Scottsdale Road, and the elementary school is right next to it on the south side.